Knowing the rules, I do not have to break them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Knowing the rules, I do not have to break them. How often we feel that we are privileged to do whatever things we want to do and say whatever we want to say and act however we want to act, and it doesn't really matter. And how false that is. We know the rules, and so we should follow them. Here on campus, we've always had rules. At the monastery, we've had rules, and for the campus, we had rules, and we had rules that are very simple, very beautiful, and very significant. Well, for a long time, I have been an aficionado of these rules, asking everyone who comes here and everyone who is a campus person to follow the rules and live according to the rules. And I have backed them up and I have said, hey, you're not doing the rule. Hey, you're not following the rules. And I told them again and again over years and years and years. And then one day, as I felt a little frustrated, I looked at those who were not following the rules, and I thought to myself, they know better. They know what the rules are. I don't have to tell them any longer to follow the rules. I am going to say there are no rules anymore. All those things that they have learned, that they have found beneficial in operating the campus and operating the organization here, all those rules that were fine and useful, I'm going to say there are no more rules here. Now, I will not say that we do not use good judgment in everything that we do, and we do not follow a good program, but there are no more rules. Knowing the rules, I do not have to break them. And, however, knowing the rules, it seems as though everyone had a choice to break them now and then, and in breaking them, they felt badly, and I certainly was not happy with them for breaking them. So finally, I just decided there are no rules. And that's true. There are no rules here on the campus of the University of Healing. Anyone who comes on the campus does what they feel is natural for them to do. They do what they have been taught all of their life is the right thing to do, and they follow those things, and they know what they are. Now, they don't have to worry about breaking them because there's nothing to break. We have been trained as little children how to behave, what is the right thing to do when we're in public, what's the right thing to do when we are at home, what is the right thing to do wherever we are. We have been trained as little children how we are to act toward our elders, how we are to act toward our teachers, our friends, how we are to act in the world. We've been trained to do this. We've been trained as students what is education, what is 2 times 2. We have been trained what the states are of the Union. We have been trained where countries are in the world. We've been trained who are the leaders of these different countries. We've been trained what is the procedure and the type of government in each of these nations of the world. We've been trained the geographic ideas. We've been trained so many, many, many things. And would we think of saying that San Francisco is south of San Diego? We'd say, oh, hey, you can't go breaking that rule. The rule is that San Francisco is in the middle part of California, northern of San Diego. And you can't put it south of San Diego just because you forgot where it was. Well, that's true. That's true. You cannot put something somewhere just because you forgot. Now, you can put something somewhere because you want to put it there, because that's your choice, but not because you want to break the rules. Breaking the rules is saying that you are above the rules, that you are more important than the rules. And, of course, we are never more important than the rules. The rule is anything that is an exception to the rule makes a new rule. Anything that's an exception to the rule makes a new rule. Well, now, how about that? So if we violate the rule, we are making an exception to the rule. Well, I guess you could say that's true. When we violate a rule, we are making an exception to the rule, and so we're forming a new rule. Okay. Now the rule is that when you put things into the dishwasher, you put them in carefully so that the spinner will not spin and chip the dishes, and you put them in so that the water can flow over the dishes in a harmonious way, washing the dishes beautifully and wonderfully. And so you decide, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put the dishes in the opposite way. I'm going to put them so that they're turned in the different direction. And this is a new rule. Okay. Then, after the dishes are washed, you open the dishwasher, and the dishes are half dirty. And you said, well, that's okay. That's the new rule. The dishes will now be half dirty. And we now have a rule in this house that the dishes are half dirty. And we put the dishes in the dishwasher in this backward way. And you say, well, what nonsense. What foolishness. You can't do things like that. Ho, 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 ho. Yes, we can. And we do. And we think that the world is going to be better off because we have done what we felt we should do. Now, just thinking about it from an objective point of view, would you like to eat off of dirty dishes, half-clean dishes? Well, hardly. Some people, it doesn't matter to them that they eat off of the same dish all week long and never washing it. Well, where would that be? I mean, what a terrible person that is. No, some places it's just not convenient to wash the dishes, and that's what happens. And they take their plate and they wipe it off with their sleeve or something, and then they consider their plate as wiped off and clean. Well, my goodness, that's terrible. Well, what is their rule? Now, their rule, apparently, is to wipe off their plate so that it's half clean, or so that it's as clean as they can make it by wiping it off, and then they put it away, and it's ready to be used for their next meal. Just be glad they're even using plates. Where else would they put their food? On the table? Would they put their food on a chair or on the floor? Where would they put their food? Well, you say that this is getting a little idiotic. This is getting way out. And it's true. Knowing the rules, I do not have to break them. We sometimes feel that we are inundated by rules that are just drowning us. We are being so filled in with rules that rules tell us this and rules tell us that. And there's a song about the nature boy. Nature boy, he only does things that are natural to be done. He does things that he follows in his heart. He does things that he follows in his knowledge and his awareness of who he is. He's just a natural boy. He's just living naturally in the world. Now, you say, well, sometimes that would be kind of fun. And you say, sometimes that would be kind of not fun. Now, if your brother is a nature boy, and he just dresses however he chooses, or not at all if he chooses, and he comes into the house, and you are entertaining some friends there, and these friends look at this person, and they say, who is he? And you say, he's my brother. And they say, wow, he certainly doesn't have very good taste in his clothes, and he certainly is a mess, he's all dirty. And he's sitting down at the table with us. Isn't he going to wash his hands? Isn't he going to clean up? No, he never does. He's a nature boy. Well, my goodness, that's something pretty tough. Well, that's a nature boy. That's just the way he is. And your company says, I really don't feel very comfortable sitting at your table. I don't feel comfortable being in your house with this person who acts as though the rules are not for him. Well, that's true. He does act like the rules are not for him. He has his own set of rules, and he lives his life in a very interesting manner. And we have learned to become accustomed to it because he's our brother, and we let him do what he wants to do. Well, man, that doesn't sound cool at all. And, of course, your friends would leave, and other people would come and leave, and people would not find it to be comfortable in a house with a person who did not follow any kind of rules that they could recognize. Yes, knowing the rules, I do not have to break them. Knowing the rules allows me to work harmoniously with the program that's established for wherever I may be. If I am going into the Catholic Church, I'm expected to show respect for the church as I go in. I don't go in and whistle and sing and shout and say, "Hey Joe, come on over here, look at this neat statue, look at this neat thing here, come here, oh, look at these beautiful pictures up here. My gosh, they got those glass windows that are just colored glass, they're so beautiful, stainless, wow, hey," and talking loud and boisterous in the church. Now, it is not going to change the church to talk loud and boisterous in it. But what it's going to do, it's going to upset the vibrations in there that have been established by prayer. And so, following that, when other people come in here, they say, "Gee, I wonder what went on in here. It feels just sort of odd. Something feels out of place." Well, vibrations are a very strong thing, and vibrations are very much everywhere. And when you go into a house, and that house is filled with love, you feel that. You go into a house, and that house is filled with confusion and unhappiness, you feel that. And if the rule is that in this house we bring only our loving thoughts, in this house we bring only harmony and peace, in this house we speak loving thoughts to each other, loving words to each other, we try, we in this house we find the good in each other, and we speak about it, and we look for it, and we share it, and we are it. Now, the rule of finding love in the house is going to create a house filled with love. A rule of respect for the church, where you go in there and you just feel peace and quiet and prayerfulness. You know, I've gone into many great outdoor cathedrals called forests, and they've been wonderful. Yep, in Yosemite, the big redwoods are standing up tall into the sky, and you go through this dense thicket of redwoods, and you look, the sun is coming down through, streaming through the trees, and it's so gloriously hitting the pine needles on the ground, and you just feel awed by the experience. There is a certain majesty and respect that is built into it, and while there's no rule that says you shouldn't shout in the forest, you just don't want to do it. You might want to sing, "The hills are alive with the sound of music." You know, you might want to say, "Oh my God, this is glorious. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, I feel tingles all over my, I get goosebumps all over me just being in this glorious place." Now, what are the rules for being in the forest? Well, there's rules of having matches and fire, and there's rules of not moving anything, not taking anything from the forest, keeping the forest natural for somebody else who's going to come along and want to see the same beautiful scene that we have seen. Those are a few simple rules, but the rules are so natural that they seem like they almost don't need to be said, but they are there. And the rules didn't come about because of the forest. The rules came about because of the people who visit the forest. And the rules would be the most natural thing. It's what the early pioneers respected about their forest, about the beautiful redwoods, and it's what later people respect about it. Of course, we have to remember that as time goes on, we value things because oftentimes they become less. And as our forests become decimated and become less, we respect them more. Now, let us respect them more before they become less. And let us do whatever is great. I know a number of organizations have an interesting plan. For every new member, they plant a tree. For every beautiful experience, they plant a tree. For every tree that is taken out of the forest, two more are put in. True, it's going to be many years before they're up again, but they'll come. So around the world, if we could learn such an art, that for every tree we cut down, we plant two, then we would be doing a great reforestation of our world, and we would have a better green peace activity going on in our world that would be to our benefit. Rules. Knowing the rules, I do not have to break them. No. Knowing the rules, I just live with them and enjoy them and delight in them. And if I ever feel that I must break the rules to make me happy, I should rethink what the rules are, or I should rethink what makes me happy. Am I a rebellious soul, or am I a harmonious soul? Am I a soul that wants to have my own way, or am I a soul that looks at the universal principles of all and place myself 100% in harmony with them? Seems to me that the latter would be the more desirable thing for us to do. It certainly would be a desirable thing for me to do. How about you? Are you ready to know the rules and utilize the rules for my highest and my best and my most enjoyable? I believe that's a fantastic thing to do. So join with me today with that thought in mind, knowing I love you. I love you. I love you.